Today it marks 11 months since my husband was abducted, and it's very, very sad for us because we still don't know where it is.
How are the children doing? Last time we spoke to you, you said that they had been asking where their father is. How are they doing now?
They are still asking. And you can see that the kids really miss their father. They are still asking.
And how are things for you financially? Are you still receiving any assistance from well-wishers?
For the meantime, we are not receiving anything, but the grandmothers are really supporting us.
And as we look today, 11 months, what's your message to those out there listening about the disappearance of your husband? What do you say to them?
For those listening, I'd like to say, for the Zimbabweans, let's stand up and say no to abduction. And for those who abducted my husband, I just want to say, please, release Itai Dzamara. These two little kids still want their father's love, and I still want my husband.